Next patient is Betty McNeil. The last name is McNeil. This is the case of a 74-year-old African-American female with CKD stage 3B. The patient has nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and has a component of obstructive uropathy because the patient has inability to empty the urinary bladder, period. The patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. The laboratory workup shows that in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 1.7. The BUN is 17,
I found the doctor's sign.
The BUN creatinine ratio is 3. Period. The patient has been unable to eat properly due to the fact that she doesn't have dentures. She used to have dentures. She went to a dentist to have a...
You're welcome, my dear. Bye. Have a good day.
New set done, but unfortunately, she doesn't have a bone to hold the dentures, and for that reason, she's going to be from now on edentulous. She's not as thirsty as she used to be. She's retaining water, but not as much. The protein creatinine ratio is 70 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within normal range. Number two, the patient has improved her hemoglobin to 11.5. She's not as anemic as she used to be. Following number. The PTA is with a normal limit with a calcium that is 9.9. Following number, the patient, as mentioned before, has urinary retention. She is no longer going to Tampa for the urology problem. She is going to go to Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I. Following number, her gastroesophageal reflux disease and under therapy. Following number, history of congestive heart failure that is followed by Dr. Torres. Following number, obesity that is improving. She lost 8 pounds. The patient will be reevaluated in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.